Our next guest is Robert Channon of Robert Channon Wines, and some of you may know these wines, and some of you may not. It's a Queensland winery. It is Stanthorpe, so we're talking Granite Belt area. Some magnificent varietals from that region: Tempranillo, Fiano, their Cabs and Chardonnays, and Verdello. So I'm going to introduce Robert here. Hi, Robert. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Jill.
Robert, I'm going to let you tell the story, and you need to jump in soon because I think the story is so funny that I just can't help telling it. So, can you just explain how it is that you, a solicitor, came to own a winery in Queensland and serve Queen Elizabeth II Verdello?
Right. Well, look, I've really no idea. Don't know. There are some people, I think, who when they're tossing around in their cradle, say to their mothers, "I'm going to be prime minister," or "I'm going to captain the Australian cricket team." And there are the rest of us who just sort of float around on the ocean like jellyfish and get washed up somewhere. And the great oceans of life have gradually washed me away from where I grew up in the south of England, and went to university in England, qualified as a solicitor there. Worked in London, worked in Derby, worked in Leeds. Got thoroughly fed up with England in 1973 when there was a coal miners' strike and everybody hated everybody. And I was working because there was power on alternate days, I think. And I was working by candlelight, every other day. And there was pictures of Sydney Harbour with the blue water glistening. And why would you stay in England for that? So that's why I left there. How I came to get in, well, I was just actually wondering about that, and I found in a collection of old plates and things, because my father was a great wine buff, so that's where it must have got into my blood. And he was part of a wine club which took themselves very seriously in a very light-hearted way. But anyway, they went to Chateau Margaux in 1968, and I found this plate this morning, and they were served at this dinner. A Chateau Margaux 1950 to start with. Ooh, that wasn't very old, was it? And then a 1943, and then a 1928, and they finished up with a Chateau Duquesne 1945. So I wish I'd been invited to that dinner, but I think I was only at university then, or a penniless article clerk, so I didn't qualify. So I think that's where the antifreeze got into my blood. Yes, I became came over here. Drove a taxi around Sydney without knowing where I was going for a while, but that's how most taxi drivers used to be in those days. Got myself a job in one of the law firms, which was one of the big national law firms, became a partner in that, worked in there in Sydney, and then we opened an office in Brisbane, and gradually all roads led up to little Stanthorpe in the Granite Belt. And here we are. So that's it in a nutshell.
Well, it's a good story, actually. You're a very good storyteller as well. So there is a bit of a tidbit that I think is absolutely classic, and I'm sure not many people would have this story, that when you and your wife did buy the winery, you actually had previously contacted a nursery up in Stanthorpe, and you'd ordered
Well,
Chardonnay.
we didn't actually buy a winery, Jill. We started from scratch. So we bought this land, which on the wrong side of town, because we were told that we couldn't grow grapes up at this end of town, because you grew apples up this end of town and grapes down at the other end. But we ignored that advice because we didn't believe it. Yes, we were laying out our first vineyard. We'd ordered Chardonnay from the nursery as our first white grape. But when I went to the nursery to collect our little rootlings, when we were ready to plant, everything was trellised, ready to go. They'd sold my Chardonnay to somebody more important. And the only thing they had left was Verdello. So we had to plant Verdello, no alternative. And well, the first three vintages won the trophy for Queensland's best white wine. James Halliday came up here and did a tasting and went away and read this fabulous article in the Australian saying it was the best Verdello he'd ever tasted. So we take all the credit now of having very carefully chosen Verdello for its suitability for our climate and our vineyard years. Verdello was our one of our first little lucky breaks. And when you said earlier that we served our Verdello to the Queen, that's not exactly right. I wasn't even there. And as far as I know, she probably didn't even taste it, because I think she managed to push away the wines at the dinners and have a gin and tonic afterwards. But I'm not sure. That's only hearsay.
I don't believe that for a moment. I'm sure that she was like, hang on, I just give me a
Anyway.
second glass.
Anyway, at least we didn't kill a queen, you know, because that's, you know, a bit of a blot on your record, isn't it? One glass of the Robert Shannon Verdello and she's gone. No, you'll be
No, I think
overcome
I think it's probably wise to stay away from that. So
that.
you mentioned James Halliday came up. I know he's given you five red stars. Would I be correct in saying that you were the first Stanthorpe winery that was awarded five stars from James Halliday?
We believe so. We did
Now.
ask James that, and he was a bit puzzled and said he thought that was right. But that was a few years ago. So, but yes, I believe so. That was our start, and we were actually doing really well at that stage, not only with Verdello but also with Chardonnay, because Chardonnay is a grape that grows really well in the Granite Belt. We make some fabulous Chardonnays here. But Chardonnay is a little bit of a crowded pitch, and you have to fight against some fairly powerful competitors to say that, you know, you are the Chardonnay area. So we just make good Chardonnays. You know, we're not going to try and poach the turf of Margaret River or anywhere like that. But there's some lovely Chardonnay here.
Oh, so you're quite a fan of the Margaret River Chardonnay, are you?
I'm a fan of most Chardonnays. I think one of the saddest things was the anything but Chardonnay phase that went through the place when in the what the late 90s, early 2000s, when all that awful overwatered Chardonnay and over-oaked Chardonnay was being pumped out because nobody else, it drove them to drink this Sauvignon Blanc stuff, which is really desperate stuff.
So we've got to speak about your Verdello a bit because it is pretty famous. It is very, very, very good. What do you do with your Verdello to make it so good?
As little as possible, I think, is the answer. I think it's a variety that is really made in the vineyard, and all you can do is spoil it, probably. So I think that our little microclimate here really works terribly well for Verdello. If you pick it when it's too young, you get this very citrusy, like a very, very young Semillon. It's really not terribly attractive. Apologies to anybody who likes really young Semillon. Or if it's too late or too hot, then it gets the tinned fruit and pineapple, those sorts of flavors dominated, and it's a bit flat. So I think that here we probably have just about the right balance. We get the nice crisp acidity, but we also get those lovely palate flavors and a fabulous aroma, lovely, lovely nose. So, but I am slightly biased.
Well, of course you are, and you're allowed to be. So,
Of course,
Robert,
thank
I
you.
met you and your lovely wife when I was up there in September last year. It was my first and only thus far a visit to Stanthorpe, and I was blown away by some of the wines I mentioned before, some of the varietals that grow so well there, the Tempranillo, Fiano. I thought the Chardonnays were great, and I am a big Chardonnay fan. Your cabs and of course your Verdellos. I had a I well, at least opened a bottle of your 2016 Reserve Pinot last night. It's very, very good. And to be honest, 2 weeks ago, Mike and I actually had a bottle of the same. So I know we came away with a few cases of your wines. Very, very good. Your Pinot is it's quite meaty. There's a lot of guts to it, and I love that. A lot of gumption in the Pinot Noir. So talk to us about the Pinots around the Queensland area, because a lot of people, you know, they're aware of Granite Belt and they know that Queensland does produce some wines. I don't think that they know quite so much about it though. So what can you tell people to look out for from a good Queensland wine?
Well, firstly, I think you have to forget the Queensland tag, because as soon as you say Queensland, you're in northern New South Wales, I suspect, but they didn't anyway. So we're in Queensland, but we're between the vineyards here are between about 900 and 1,000 metres, somewhere in that sort of order. And we're a cool climate despite being in Queensland. It snows here in the winter. Today is a fabulous winter's day. It's probably got up to about 6 or 8 degrees now, but there's a you would be blown away today. There's a howling cold wind as well, so it feels like about 2 degrees. So it's a beautiful Granite Belt winter's day. So that's the climate, and that really is the factor that makes Granite Belt wine what it is. You know, we are a cool climate. Talking about Pinot is going to be a fairly short conversation because there are only a couple of us who grow it, and that sort of is because we We had a great marketing idea, I don't know, a decade ago, to try and promote alternative varieties, and that's our Strange Bird Trail. And to be on the Strange Bird Trail, a variety has to be less than 1% of the total national crush. So the idea was to get people planting varieties that nobody could that nobody had heard of or nobody could pronounce, perhaps. And then that, I think, encouraged everybody to go into other things, and somehow poor old Pinot got overlooked in the race, which is sort of good and sort of bad because we don't have too many Pinot competitors here. But it is a pity because Pinot does grow beautifully here, and I think we could be a really good Pinot area if there was more fruit available. But anyway, so that's the Pinot story.
Well, I guess that's why we're here and having this conversation so that people can learn this, that the Pinots are great there. It is cool climate. I mean, the elevation of Stanthorpe itself and being right, I should say, on top of the Great Divide, it does produce excellent wines that you would be finding done very, very well in, say, Yarra, for the Melbourne listeners there, for down in Yarra and Mornington. So it's more about just getting that knowledge out there so people can start looking when they're in a Dan Murphy's or wherever they are, and they can start going, okay, so Pinot works well there. I'm going to give it a go. So we're going to help put, and I'm not going to use the Q word, but we are going to help put Granite Built Wines on the map even more. Big, big fan. So I think your story is fantastic, Robert. Thank you so, so much.
Thanks.
I would like to know what song you would like to hear coming up.
Oh, I didn't know I got to choose a song.
Oh, you do.
I do. I do. Can I look, I'm an opera freak. Can I choose some opera? Will
You
that
can choose whatever you want.
test the
Hang on, Dennis,
resources
is that a
back
thumbs up
there?
or thumbs down? It's a thumbs up. Two thumbs
Give
up.
me, give me, give me Ness and Dormer to go out on.
Okay. All right.
None
And
shall sleep today.
oh, okay. Can you explain why? Why do you love this song so much?
Oh, look, when I, well, actually, I did have an ambition when I was in the cradle. It wasn't to be a prime minister. I wanted to be a famous tenor, like Pavarotti or whoever, Caruso at that stage with yes, but somehow that didn't work. But anyway, I just adore opera, so that's what I do.
Well, it's because you're meant to be putting your hand to winemaking. That's very clear through the beautiful wines that I've had of yours.
Thank you, Jill.
So thank you so much for joining us, Robert. Really, really appreciate it. And Mike and I are going to be up there soon, probably in the next few months. We'll make a visit out to see you guys.
Look forward to it enormously.
Looking forward
Thanks
to
so
it. You
much for
enjoy
the
your
time
Sunday.
today. Okay, thanks.